Title: CFTC Rolls Out Digital Asset Collateral Pilot, Issues Tokenized Collateral Guidance, and Withdraws Prior Virtual Currency Advisory. Content: On December 8, the CFTC announced a series of staff actions addressing the use of digital assets and tokenized assets as collateral in regulated derivatives markets. The actions include issuance of staff guidance on tokenized collateral, a staff no-action letter applicable to futures commission merchants, and withdrawal of a prior staff advisory related to virtual currencies held in segregation. The actions were implemented through letters issued by the Commission's Market Participants Division, Division of Market Oversight, and Division of Clearing and Risk. The letters address tokenized collateral used in futures and swaps, conditions under which certain digital assets may be treated as margin collateral or residual interest, and the withdrawal of a 2020 advisory that had imposed additional conditions on accepting virtual currencies into segregated customer accounts. Tokenized collateral guidance. Staff issued guidance addressing tokenized real-world assets used as collateral in futures and swaps. The guidance focuses on eligible assets, legal enforceability, segregation and custody arrangements, valuation and haircuts, and operational risks, and states that tokenized assets must be assessed on an individual basis under existing regulatory requirements. No action letter for futures commission merchants. Staff issued a no-action letter stating it will not recommend enforcement action against a registered futures commission merchant that accepts certain non-securities digital assets, including payment stablecoins, as customer margin collateral or deposits proprietary payment stablecoins as residual interest, subject to specified conditions. Withdrawal of virtual currency advisory. Staff withdrew a 2020 advisory on accepting virtual currencies into segregation, citing developments in digital asset markets and enactment of the Guiding and Establishing National Innovation in U.S. Stablecoins Act. Putting it into practice, the actions by the CFTC follow the enactment of the Genius Act and reflect continued federal attention to how digital assets and tokenized instruments are incorporated into regulated financial markets, previously discussed here. Futures commission merchants, clearing participants, and swap market intermediaries should monitor further CFTC developments and assess whether existing collateral, custody, valuation, and risk management frameworks remain aligned with evolving federal requirements. Categories: crypto, stablecoin. As seen in Consumer Finance and FinTech blog.